broken foot.
Thought he looked very good. You know, he's been working with our AP department and running and had been able to put consecutive days together. And we gave him probably about half his normal load today, see how he handles it, and make a decision as we get further in the week. We have 21 days, but I wouldn't discount anything with Drew Davis.
So, I mean, theoretically, you all can make a decision at any point at this time. No,
that's correct. Yeah, that is correct. We've got 21 days to activate him and put him on the 53-man roster. And then then you have the next option is getting him on the 46-man roster.
Coach Smith said that Josh McCown will be starting this week. How does that help your preparation? You all started off against him last time.
Yeah, he was the starter at the beginning of the season. Came with Lovey from Chicago. He was injured in our game early on. But he's a very savvy veteran that actually, for 35 years old, runs pretty good. He can move around and extend some plays. Our preparation, we had an opportunity to see his two games prior to our game. He's healthy now, and they're going to move him back into the starting lineup.
I was looking, you guys on the road your first 5 years here, 22-18, mm-hmm. Which doesn't include the playoffs, but pretty good record.
Yeah, when you're above 500, it's where you want to be.
Yeah, and 1-11 since.
Yes.
Is anything going on? You talk about changing the routine around here, practice and doing some things. Have you done anything differently on the road?
We've made some subtle changes. Again, when things aren't going your way, you got to try to address what the issue may be. And, we have not played as good a football, and we haven't finished games on the road like we need to. I'd say that's probably the thing that that stands out over the span that you're talking about.
But the confidence level, the preparation you feel has been, it's just as good as it is at home.
Yes, I do. These guys have worked extremely hard. Their preparation during the week is what we're asking them to do. They're doing. And the thing that's not happening is it's not transferring for 60 minutes in a football game. And that comes down to consistency. We've got to be a more consistent football team. And we've got to help, we've got to help them as coaches. And we've got to go out and play for 60 minutes. I think you can look at almost every game that we've played this season, and there's been spurts in it that it looks like the type of football you want to be played. Unfortunately, they keep score. And we haven't had one more point than they have at the end.
Was Babineau back at full practice? I think
he was a limited participant today. Yes, I would imagine he'll be a full participant tomorrow. We just wanted to ease him back in, but he practiced limited on Monday. He didn't take his normal snaps today, but he was looked good when he was out there.
You've seen signs of improvement from the pass rush. Seems like you are at least affecting the quarterback a little bit more here in the last few games.
It's not, it's not where we need it to be. Again, we're 32nd in the league in sacks. I think we have shown some improvement. It hasn't necessarily shown up on the sack tally, but I do feel that we've shown some improvement. It's not the improvement that we need. We need to have more, and we're looking to for an opportunity to get some pressure on the quarterback. We're going to have to be disciplined in our rush lanes because he can move around.
Okay, guys.
All right. Okay. Thank you, guys.